Hope you're having a great morning. It's about 10 minutes past 8.
As we've been saying all morning, Alex Dyson, Gimme Some is the sixth studio record from the Swedish outfit Peter, Bjorn and John. You probably know these guys best from 2006 when their track Young Folks came in at number 16 in the Hottest 100 as voted by you. It's a cracking new record, and to tell you more about it, we have John Eriksson from Peter, Bjorn and John. Good morning, John.
Morning.
Thank you so much for having a chat to us on Triple J, because you've just got home.
Yeah, I just got home. We've been shooting a rockumentary about our new album, not while we did the recording, but afterwards, some way.
Okay.
Is it rocking pretty hard as a rockumentary?
I think it's going to be kind of lo-fi and kind of crappy, but still unique.
Great. So you did it after the actual recording. Does that mean you had to sort of fake up a few shots?
Yeah, we did this, talking about the album like it was 20 years ago we did it. I remember. It was just a couple of months ago. So still you forgot most of it, I have to say.
Can you tell us a little bit about this record, Gimme Some? I personally think it's a real highlight of the year so far. So filled with catchy pop hooks. You guys seem to have a real knack for writing really catchy pop songs. Is that a conscious decision when you guys are writing tracks together?
Yeah, I mean, we all love pop and what you can do with pop. And
excellent. Fair enough. So we're gonna go into a Second Chance. We've been playing Breaker Breaker and Second Chance a fair bit here at Triple J, John. Anything you want to tell us specifically about Second Chance?
Well, it was sort of our take on hard rock in some way, because it includes cowbell, a guitar solo, and like power chords. So the music is kind of, I don't think we can get any more hard rock than this. The lyrics is, I mean, it's about doing stuff instead of just talking about doing stuff. I hope it will be inspiring for people.
Yeah, well, it sounds like a delicious recipe to me for a hard rock song, John. We'll jump into it now. This is Second Chance by Peter, Bjorn and John. You're listening to Triple J. More with John Eriksson after this.
That was Second Chance with Peter, Bjorn and John. And this is John from Peter, Bjorn and John on Triple J.
Thank you very much, John. Tom and Alex are with you too. Great cowbell on that track there, John. It must be a real joy recording with a cowbell in the studio.
Yeah, it was the best. Best day in the studio.
Do you find yourself after you've done something like that and you go on, right, let's go to the next tune, do you ever just want to take the cowbell with you?
Yeah, I slept with it the night after.
Brilliant.
I don't know if that's good or not.
Yeah.
No, it's good to be close to your instruments. You get to know them a lot better.
Get involved. Yeah,
well, then when on stage, you're very comfortable with them, I think.
I mean, some people might call you a sick freak, John, but we don't do that here at Triple J. We think it's great that you sleep with the cowbell. Keep it up, mate.
Thank you.
No worries. Now, we know a little bit about what some other members of your band have been up to. Bjorn, of course, producing that record by Sarah Blasco and Licky Lee recently. What about yourself? What were you up to in between Peter, Bjorn and John records?
Well, I played on both those records with Sarah Blasco and Licky Lee. So I was in the studio playing drums and percussion. And I also have like solo projects, one called Hortlax Cobra and a band called Holiday for Strings. So, I mean, and Peter made like a solo record in Swedish, so we all do lots of stuff when we're not playing with the band.
Is that a bit of a relief for you guys, or does it feel great to be getting back together, or is it nice to have those little breaks?
I think it's a good mixture. I mean, when you're tired of each other in the band, it's good to do something like egocentric and just be the Hitler on your own, because when we meet, we have to be like three mini Hitlers. So that could be a bit annoying.
Doesn't sound like it would work.
No, but in some ways it works, because we're not killing people.
Playing neutral Swedes, I tell you what. Oh, Lord. We're on Triple J this morning. We're chatting to John Eriksson from Peter, Bjorn and John about this new record, Gimme Some. You've been hearing a couple of tracks from him so far. Can I ask you about the story behind this record too, John? Of course, it leaked very, very early, way before its sort of release date. This seems to be a regular trend we see happening all across the music scene. How does that make you guys feel? Do musicians just sort of accept it as a reality of the music industry in 2011?
Yeah, at first we got sort of pissed. We were in the studio doing some B-side, and in the middle of the night someone texted me and said it's leaking, so and we were a bit annoyed, but then after a couple of hours, I don't think it's a bad thing really. I think it's good.
Why is that?
Because I think it's good because the fans who really want to hear that record, they might as well find it for free, and the people who don't care about it might run into it later. And I think it's just a good thing to spread the word via a leak or something like that. I think it's good. I don't know, it's the same with the restaurants. It's good to have hear the buzz about it rather than seeing posters everywhere for a new restaurant. It's kind of, I don't know, I think it's good.
Fair enough. John Erickson from Peter Bjorn and John, thanks so much for having a chat to us this morning on Triple J, and well done on your Australian. I know you're a bit nervous because you said you couldn't speak Australian, but you've done very nicely indeed.
Very well,
so thank you very much for that.
Yeah, I read on the internet that it's almost like English. So.
We're pretty close.
It's so close, isn't it? We're almost there. We're going to go out with one of my personal favourite tracks from the record, John. This is Dig a Little Deeper, a second track, very jaunty indeed. Anything you can tell us about this little tune?
Yeah, it's a lot of tracks on the album are kind of rock or maybe punk rock in some way, but this is the most soul-like track, and especially Peter, who invented the drum beat on this song, and I think it's genius. I don't think Peter knows how to play the drums, and that's why it does such a good beat. I think Peter should play more drums, actually.
John, what are you doing? You're talking yourself out of a job, mate. What are you doing?
Oh, man. Jesus.
Jeez.
Yeah, but I can play the cowbell.
Right. You can turn to be professional cowbell and stop cheating on it all the time.
Skip on that. That's good news.
Yeah, that's okay.
Thanks so much, John, for chatting to Triple J Breakfast. We really appreciate it. Can we expect you on our Australian shores later in the year? Are you guys going to be touring this record all over the world?
Yeah, absolutely. We talked about Australia just a couple of days ago. We're organizing a tour down there, so at your office, maybe, or at least in your country. So I don't know exactly when, but definitely we're coming this time.
Yeah, cool, man. All right, well, come on back and we'll hang out and stuff. But thanks so much for chatting to us, and have a great day.
Thank you.
Tom and Alex, your taxes, taking it easy. Triple J.